MLB, home plate. This is XM Hot Stove, XM 175.
We continue along with our discussion on the Baseball Hall of Fame. I'm Chuck Wilson, and Jay Jaffe joining us from Baseball Prospectus. Got to check it out, baseballprospectus.com. Agree or disagree? I'm sure you're not agreeing with everything we're talking about here on the Hall of Fame. You've got your own favorites, own players that you think have been overlooked over time, but it's the joy of being able to talk about the Hall. Obviously, Cal Ripken Jr. and Tony Gwynn will be announced. Probably we're not going to get anybody unanimous in here, Jay, because it's, you know, we've got certain writers that say, well, nobody's gone in unanimously, so we'll just continue to make mistakes right. That have been made in the past. But let's continue down our list. We agreed on Burt Blyleven, and I think we agree on Lee Smith. To me, the saves totals are, I'm not saying that I'd throw them out completely, but they really don't mean a whole lot to me. I'm still going to compare the dominance they had during their era, and I think Lee Smith, longevity, yes, but I don't think he was feared the way, for instance, Goose Gossage was feared.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, he was certainly a high-quality reliever, but he had, he stuck around forever, and I think he maybe, kind of dragged his overall numbers down the last few years. But no, he wasn't near. I mean, he was an imposing guy, don't get me wrong. And I'm not volunteering to step in the box against him in his prime. It's basically the way you have to look at it, or the way I look at it is when it comes to relievers who should be in the Hall and aren't, the line starts with Goose Gossage, and nobody gets in until he gets in, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. What about Tommy John? You heard the argument I would make. I think Tommy John should get in. He's obviously not going to. And Jim Cott, who was overlooked. I thought both of them deserved to be in. Where are you on those two?
I go back and forth on Tommy John. I think I've probably... He is literally pretty much the line of demarcation in terms of those pitchers who have a long career value but not exactly the highest peak. I've advocated him going in a couple years. I've advocated, I've said it's understandable if he doesn't get in. I'm moving away from the idea that he gets in totally on his playing merits, because basically when you look at the course of his 25, 26-year career, he's only about 100 runs above average, according to the Baseball Prospectus metrics. That's like 4 runs a year above average. And that's, he's like 200 runs behind Burt Blyleven on that scale. That's a lot. That's, the average Hall of Fame pitcher is a couple hundred runs above, above that. It's really tough to argue that Tommy John belongs there based on that. But at the same time, I'm comfortable with the idea that Tommy John is the guy who probably deserves a bit of extra credit. He lost that one year to the surgery, and he really pioneered the comeback. I mean, they invented the protocol, and that's huge. And I'm, I'm a son of a doctor, so I love reading about, like, I was also a biology major. I love reading about the aspects of the surgery and stuff like that. And to this day, I have a great respect for what Tommy John went through and what Dr. Frank Job accomplished with that surgery. So, if you want to give Tommy John a little bit of extra credit, I can understand that.
Let me ask you about Steve Garvey, who is one of those very polarizing type of guys when it comes to this. And again, you talk about a guy who was a clutch hitter. I mean, you did not want to face Steve Garvey in a big spot, I would argue. And yet, only a .333 OBP, only a .446 slugging percentage. So even though he was an MVP and top 6 in MVP voting 5 times and the 200 hits and .338 in postseason, he hasn't garnered much attention at all, and he's in his last year and is obviously not going to get in. What do you think about Garvey?
Well, I grew up a Dodger fan, and so I remember Garvey very well. And at the time, he was like he was the matinee idol, and he did all the things that really attract the attention of voters, like hitting .300, making the All-Star team, getting 200 hits, and having perfect hair, and being married to a trophy wife. Yeah. I mean, like that. He was the All-American. But you're right. His stats do suffer by comparison, with a .333 on base percentage or thereabouts, and the lower slugging percentage. I mean, some of that he was hurt by playing in Dodger Stadium, which at the time was more of a pitcher's park than it is now, and obviously the offensive levels were lower. But, you know, again, I think a lot of it does come back to, you know, if you're hitting 300 and only putting up a 333 on base percentage or whatever, that's, you're just not taking enough pitches, and you're making a lot more outs than you need to. And you know, I think that his candidacy suffers on that front, and it also certainly suffers for the off-the-field stuff, which kind of immediately followed his career, the paternity stuff.
No, I mean, question.
It made him into something of a running joke, and I think that's somewhat unfortunate, but at the same time, it's pretty clear by my system that he doesn't measure up enough to really get, you know, go into extra innings on his candidacy.
Alan Trammell has gotten so little support that it really surprises me. In his sixth year, he only got 92 votes last year. I wonder if the voters have even really seriously considered him. Obviously, the vote total doesn't seem to indicate it. Is he that far from being a Hall of Famer?
You know, he's well over the line by my system. He really should be in there, and it's pretty unfortunate that he's not. I have him down in my system as being the ninth most valuable shortstop of all time, according to the Jaws system, this Hall of Fame system that I've designed. I mean, that's top 10. Come on. You know, you can't tell me that a guy like that deserves to only be getting, you know, 10 to 15% of the vote. It astounds me, really. I mean, especially because he did have a year that was more or less MVP caliber in that, you know, crazy 1987 season where he got jobbed out of an MVP award by George Bell.
Let me go to two candidates on the ballot this year, Baines and McGuire. Let me ask you about Harold Baines, who 1,644 of his games, more than half, at DH. 2,866 hits, 324 in the postseason. He's 23rd all-time in RBI production, played 22 years. Certainly not going to get in this year. Is he going to get any kind of consideration? What do you think?
I don't think he's going to get much consideration. I mean, I think Harold Baines was, you know, was a heck of a professional hitter, you know, as they say. He certainly, you know, could probably still roll out of bed and you know, hit 280 or whatever. And, you know, if he'd managed to stay a little bit healthier, he might have gotten to 3,000 hits, which would have done it for him. However, I think if you measure him up against the other guys at his position, he doesn't get there, partially because he wasn't accumulating any value on defense. I mean, with the wins above replacement player system, you get credit for playing the field even at an average level. You're adding, you know, maybe 1.5 wins a year to your total, and without that, it's very hard to argue. And people say, well, you know, I mean, that's unfair, but I think, and we see this today with the Red Sox, and having David Ortiz, you know, as their full-time DH means that Manny Ramirez is forced to play the field, and that Manny Ramirez can't get a day off because, you know, to DH, because it's going to put David Ortiz out of the lineup. You know, every time you're locking a guy in the DH spot, you're depriving another guy of, you know, a chance to rest his knees on the turf or whatever.
Let me do this. We've got less than a minute. Is there any argument other than the whole steroid issue? Let's put that aside on McGuire, because that depends on the voter. But a 982 OPS, which is 242 points above the league average, a third of his hits were home runs, 36% actually, but only about 100 hits a year. But is there any argument against McGuire other than the whole PEDS issue?
You know, I think his numbers are unequivocally Hall of Fame. I mean, he is one of the top 10 first basemen of all time by the numbers. I mean, people say he's one-dimensional, but he hit the home runs. The home runs had a ton of value.
Jay Jaffe, getting it done for us, Baseball Prospectus. Jay, hope we can do this again before too long. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thanks for having me on, and enjoy the voting.
Thank you. We'll find out about it on Tuesday, and of course, full coverage here on XM 175. Baseball Beat is straight ahead. Take care.
XM 175. MLB Home Plate.